You are there, Atlanta Journal, June 3, 1913. Little Mary Fagan, attorney retained for Negro servant at Frank's home, Atlanta Journal. Tuesday, June 3, 1913, George Gordon represents Manola McKnight as attorney and may seek habeas corpus. During afternoon, Negress declares her husband has lied. She swears Leo M. Frank was at home at time. He testified before the coroner's inquest. It became known Tuesday morning that attorney George Gordon had been retained to represent Manola McKnight, the Negro cook employed by Mr. and Mrs. Emil Seelig, parents-in-law of Leo M. Frank, held for the murder of Mary Fagan. Who employed the lawyer could not be learned, but the fact remains that Mr. Gordon is representing the Negress, whose arrest Monday by city detectives followed a questioning by Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey. It is also understood on good authority that Mr. Gordon is seriously considering the matter of seeking a writ of habeas corpus for the McKnight woman, and further developments along this line are expected during the afternoon. Woman questioned. Shortly after noon Tuesday, the McKnight woman was taken from her cell on the first floor at police headquarters by Detectives T. Sarnes and Sambell, who led her to a private room adjoining the detective department on the third floor. Two unknown white men and a Negro man, supposed to be the woman's husband, were left alone with her for about an hour and a half when the detectives were called in. After talking with the woman for a few minutes, Detective Starnes came out of the room, gathered up a pen, ink, and paper, and went back. It is presumed that she has made some kind of a statement which the detectives consider significant and which they desire to take down in the form of an affidavit. Attorney George Gordon was outside in the detective department for a portion of the time the woman was being questioned. The hysteria which marked her demeanor when she first was arrested has subsided, and Manola McKnight, the Negro cook for Mr. and Mrs. Emil Seelig of 68 East Georgia Avenue, home of Leo M. Frank, still sticks to the story she hysterically shouted throughout police headquarters Monday afternoon. The Negress was arrested at the Seelig residence shortly after noon, Monday, upon the order of Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey. She was carried to the solicitor's office, and that official with Detectives Campbell and Starnes examined her for more than an hour. The woman grew hysterical during the vigorous examination, and finally was led from the solicitor's office to the police patrol, weeping and shouting, "I am going to hang and don't know a thing about it." Later it developed that the woman's husband, Albert McKnight, had been in the room with the officers. The husband, it is said, reported to the police officials that Manola told him that Mr. Frank returned to the Seelig residence about noon of the Saturday. Mary Fagan was murdered and went back to the office at 1 p.m. The husband further quotes his wife as saying that on the Sunday morning after the tragedy, Mrs. Frank complained that she did not sleep during the night because of the nervousness of Mr. Frank. Albert McKnight, in the room with the solicitor and the two detectives, is said to have attempted to induce his wife to repeat the statements which he claimed she had made to him. She refused, however, calling her husband a liar and saying that she never made any statements faintly resembling those attributed to her. At variance with the allegations of her husband, the Negress declares that Frank arrived at the residence on the Saturday of the tragedy about 1:20 or 1:30 o'clock, that he ate his luncheon and then lay down on a couch in one of the rooms. He went downtown later, she says, and returned about 6:30 o'clock. She says that she is certain that he was at the residence at about 7:45 or 8 o'clock that evening, for at that time he gave her a week's wages, $5 $1 bills, and she left the Seelig residence for her own home in the rear of 351 Pulliam Street. Manola declares that she will stick to her story despite the efforts of her husband to induce her to change it. Manola declares that some time ago she had a fuss with her husband, and this quarrel, she avers, must have led him to tell the police lies about her. During the first hours of her incarceration, the cook shouted continually that she was going to hang, although innocent. And frequently she shouted, too, that Frank is innocent.